Joseph King. And Joseph King wrote a song that brings back many childhood memories for me. It's called Buffo Goes Where Santa Goes. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Denny. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Where are you at? Are you on the way on the east side?
I'm way on the east side. I'm in Eastlake, Willoughby, Eastlake.
Eastlake. Oh, well, it's as cold here in Bay Village as it is in Eastlake, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit nippy out there. It's Buffo weather.
Very cold.
Buffo weather. Well, anyways, when I was a child, I remember watching Barnaby, Lynn Sheldon, and there was a song that I heard called Buffo Goes Where Santa Goes. And I forgot about the song, and then later on when my sister, she was one of these people who right out of high school got married and had children, so I was an uncle very soon, and I used to sing to the kids Buffo. And then I forgot about Buffo, and I always liked the song, and all of a sudden Michael Heaton in the Plain Dealer this Sunday had this wonderful article about your adventures with the song that you wrote, Buffo.
That's correct, right. The song, Denny, was written, I just got back from New York, and somebody asked me, how about writing this children's Christmas song? And I said, okay, I'll give it a try. I'd been writing jazz before for the Shearing office in New York, and I said, okay, I'll give it a try. This children's song really threw me for a loop because it was written at 2:30 in the morning. It took 20 minutes to write it, and not a word or a note was changed. And we recorded it. We asked Lynn, you know, our Barnaby in town, who all the children love. And we said, how about giving this a shot? And he did. And we did it in one take, downtown at the old audio recording studios in the Payne building.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in 10 days, we sold 37,000 records. It just exploded.
That was great then, but that would be great now, I'll tell you.
Lynn did a beautiful job on that.
You know, one thing about Barnaby, I've never really been able to figure out. Barnaby was an elf with a straw hat, but he wasn't really a Christmas elf. He was sort of a non-seasonal elf. Would that be a way of saying it?
I would say so, yes. The kids loved him. He had a very soft way of talking, and the children would listen. People from, well, as it affects you right now, people from years back remember him. They were children, you know, they're 40 and 50 years old now.
Was there really an invisible parrot, or did it just seem that was? Was there really one there? Because I could never see it.
It's wild, huh?
It's preposterous when you think of it now as an adult.
That's right, yeah. So he did the song first, and then after the song was completed, we put it out the first year, and then we didn't put it out the second year. Because we said, let's build something more around this song here.
Well, that's a different type of marketing technique, and really, when you think about it, you put it out and it sells 37,000, and you don't put it out for the next Christmas season.
No, we didn't. We started the book. That it was in 1958. It would be in 59 that we started the book. Of course, the book is out now, and the second book has been written, Buffo's First Vacation, and next Christmas, we'll have the plush animal out also, Buffo.
Well, so the Buffo's first book came out in 1958. What was the name of that book?
No. Pelican just put that out in 1980. When was that? That was 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And that's the book that's out right now, Buffo, the dog that goes where Santa goes. That's the book that's on the stands and at all the bookstores and that.
Well, so when Buffo came back out at first in the 50s, there was also stuff. There was a little book out with it, and there was also stuffed dogs and
a small little stuffed animal we had after the record broke the following year, and we had three or four of those little stuffed animals made. A woman here in Bay Village had done all the sewing. She was a great seamstress. And she had she made these dogs for us, and Mitch Miller still has one sitting on his desk.
Well, Mitch Miller almost picked up doing Buffo because you guys were sort of enterprising. You went to Mitch Miller, and then something happened where Mitch got mad at you.
Well, I guess
how Mitch was.
We had waited 2 years after signing contracts up there in New York with the Michael Stewart Agency. Mike was handling the four lads at the time, and that's where I got to know the four lads. But nothing happened. Nothing took place for 2 years, and we figured, we can't wait any longer. Can you let us out of the contracts? And we couldn't get out of the contracts. So my partner at the time, Del Thomas, we needed to get out so we could move this project along. And he wasn't about to release us. So Del got the idea when Mitch came into town to fill his car with toy balloons, Bufo balloons, with a picture of Bufo on them.
Sounds
he blew them all up.
Okay.
And if you've ever experienced opening the door of your car when it's packed with balloons.
The Bufo balloons, I might add.
They flew out. Well, that just really provoked Mitch, I guess, when he got back to New York.
Understandably.
Later he had talked to Mike, Mr. Stewart, Mike Stewart, and we received our canceled contracts back.
Oh, brother. So,
funny scene, I guess. I didn't see it, but I was told about it.
Well, it was an attempt at marketing. It was a bold move, but then that one didn't work. And then later on, I guess in the 80s, you met with Dennis Kucinich, the former Cleveland mayor, who had a marketing firm, and he got Higbee's downtown to take Bufo, and Bufo was back again, and Bufo was going to be big. It was a possibility that Bufo was coming back again.
That's right. That's right. We were all set, ready to roll. And we had made the presentation to Higbee's, and Dennis was with me. Dennis set the appointment up, and they loved the idea of 60 people on the staff, all agreed that it would be a great project. So we were going to go with the chain and produce the book, the stuffed animal, and the songs. And ready to go, and they were bought out by Dillard's. And Dillard's didn't have a line at that time.
The Bufo Blues, maybe.
Pardon?
Maybe the Bufo Blues one of these days.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, you know, keep it moving. Then finally, just recently, you had a chance to get Bufo, the dog where goes with Santa Claus, and now you put it out again, and you also have the Four Lads have recorded it, right?
Yes, Four Lads recorded the 9 songs on the first book, and they did a marvelous job. And the surprising thing is that the 9th song on the tape, done by the Four Lads, we think we have a crossover there. Carl Reese has been playing that, and it's a song that's really being sung by Santa Claus to his best friend, his dearest friend, who is Bufo, and the song is entitled "My Dearest Friend," and it seems like a lot of folks like that song.
Sounds like a nice song. I didn't get that in the mail on time, Joe. Maybe I'll play it next week on the show.
Sure.
I have another guest on today, and maybe we should just let people hear Bufo. We've built this up, and they can hear Bufo, or maybe some for the first time, and we can keep this tradition going. You know, Bufo, the singing dog of Santa. And where can people purchase Bufo, the book, the song?
Well, they can purchase the book at any bookstore, or they can pick it up on the net, the World Net. Through Amazon or Yahoo, and as far as the records are concerned, those tapes, I think you can pick them up at Borders, at Westlake, and also at Tommy Edwards.
For the Four Lads singing Bufo.
Yeah.
But the recording I have is by none other than Barnaby himself, the singing elf, and this is going to be Barnaby doing Bufo. So, Joseph, thanks for calling. And
Benny, thank you for having me on. And I haven't heard Barnaby sing that in a long time, so I'm going to sit back and relax and enjoy this Christmas song.
Bufo rules. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
We have an exciting show here today because we had Joe King, who wrote Bufo, the famous Christmas song with Barnaby, and we have Charlie Wiener here.
I can't top Bufo.
I mean,
you've got Bufo. That's it.
You got your Bufo. You got
once
your Charlie
you got Bufo,
Wiener.
Close it down. We're going home.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have 20 minutes of silence now because there's just nothing we can do.
They're turning the lights off.
Turning the lights off, saying goodnight.
That's it.
We've been Bufo.